This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You're listening to the radio station, but you could be listening to us on an app if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Odyssey app.
I'm leaving the hole there from now on for you guys to spell it.
Oh, AUDACY. Thanks.
All right, perfect. Download it. You can listen to previous episodes. Mm-hmm. And if your favorite part of the show is news or nope, you're in luck.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
No. I'm just laughing too hard. I'm sorry.
Is to decide this is news or nope.
By the way, We've been trying out cameras. The cameras are kind of slowly but surely becoming more a permanent part of the mm-hmm. studio setup. So if you'd mm-hmm. like to watch Aaron pretend to sing News
I
or
do
Nope
sing
every day.
It.
No, Aaron, you don't. You're like the crappy kid in choir. Who's just back there going, watermelon, and you're not actually doing it.
Yeah.
I am singing
no,
it, for
the
sure.
The day I realized I didn't have to sing in choir and no one would know, my life began, I feel like.
It is a remarkable day, isn't it?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
Thank
evening.
You for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Thursday, March 27th, 2025. I want to
wow.
take you back.
We
Ooh.
Are getting news or
wow.
nope has
wow.
taken a turn.
Yeah.
This used to just be the stupid stories of the day, and we decide if we want to hear them or not. That's mm-hmm. the nope angle. But TIAC has like made it real news.
I want to take you back 3 years ago already on this date when history was made and a star fell.
3 years ago on this date, 3 years ago.
You're not going to believe that it was 3 years ago already.
Aaron, stop Googling.
No, I'm looking up something else.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
March of 2022. Was that the Oscar slap? Was
yeah,
that the Oscar
I just
slap?
Hit my microphone.
My wife's name.
That was the Oscar
out.
Slap?
Three years ago. It was 2022, March 27th. Will Smith went on stage and slapped comedian Chris Rock after he made a joke about his wife at the time, Jada
wow.
Pinkett Smith. 3 years ago already.
Can I have a weird tangent?
Sure.
No, I guess it's...
What do you mean already? It feels like it was 7 years ago.
Does it? I feel
no.
like...
Yeah. No.
So, yeah.
Will Smith, it feels like he has not been... That like 3 years of him not being in good graces.
Right. Yeah. That feels like last year, maybe two on the outside. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Right. Here's the weird thing. And I was going to ask if it's about me being old, but TX saying it doesn't feel like that to him too. Does time feels weird ever since COVID?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Because when you hear COVID was like, what, five?
Five.
5 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was yesterday.
It's even weirder for me because I had my first child right before COVID and then COVID. And I think time speeds up when you have kids too.
Kind of.
And then also COVID. And so it's all a blur for me.
I don't understand anything anymore because it seems like I was just walking into Post Malone going, yeah, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And it seems like we just took masks off yesterday.
It's so wild to me that you think it was so recent because to me it feels like it was 10 years ago.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're still young. Tiag and I are creep. We're like,
oh, I remember this was all orange groves.
The text center was never all orange groves.
No.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you are craving some cookie dough, but you are like Tiag and locked in, I've got the perfect.
Tiag is not locked in. But keep going.
He's locked in. We have free food here that he's not taking. I've had like six potatoes.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to say, but Arby's dropped off some food. And Tiak has not touched
it. I love Arby's so much.
We're going to go grab it. Let's go grab it.
Yeah, I'll get another potato.
All right, so what are we doing game. With how are we making cookie dough while being locked in?
So apparently you take a pat of butter and you put it in a
little square
of butter. And you put it in a pitted date and sprinkle some salt on it, and it tastes like raw cookie dough.
What?
Huh?
Yo, raw dates are delicious if you haven't had one. Like dried dates.
I haven't had a date. It's been a bit.
They're delicious.
I'm going to do something that I was told we're not allowed to do.
Okay.
I'm going to look directly into the camera. I haven't had a date in a long time.
Try putting some butter on one and some salt, and then you're good to go.
So, where do you get a date?
I don't know. I am not joking.
I'm still asking. No, but I honestly don't know where you would get a date.
I have literally looked for like 4 years. I don't know where people get them.
Is it in the bulk section of King Soopers or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, where you buy the things in the plastic, or like... I wouldn't know where to get a date.
I don't know. I think you have to go to Sprouts. I don't think King Soopers has them. I think you have to go to like a Whole Foods or Sprouts.
And they're pitted. I kind of like it. They remind me a little bit. We are never going to get to news or nope. All of us are bad influences on each other. Mm-hmm. And like anytime if like TX over, he's like, thinking about Culver's. All of us just have to go have a burger at the very least and maybe Culver's.
It's bad.
Or whatever. Just like at any given moment, anything any of us says. I walked into Aaron's studio the other day. And I was like, I just walked in going, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have to have a maple bar. Because what did you have?
It was a butterbeer Hershey's Kisses.
Wow.
I could smell it walking down the hall. I'm like, I have to have a maple bar right now. I almost drove to Quick Trip to get a maple bar.
Yeah, it's worth it. They're the best.
But like, right now, I want a date so hard. I keep looking at the camera. Please put this up.
Oh, absolutely. I made a note of it.
No, but like, I want to try it, but I would never put a pat of butter in my mouth. So the date
that seems
must
weird.
Like,
I don't, yeah.
That's what I've been trying to stop doing. So I've been locked in.
You're locked in.
Yeah.
All right. So pat of butter.
Yep.
And a date and some salt.
Yeah.
But that's not cookie dough.
No, it tastes just like raw cookie dough. So it's a healthier version.
But you then put chocolate chips in it. If you really wanted to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, who eats just regular?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More Hollywood controversy as the trailer for Alec Baldwin's controversial film Rust has finally been
released.
They're
not really good. They made that movie?
They're still putting it out. They were on set way back in 2021. Obviously, there was an incident on set where a gun fired and somebody was tragically, their life was ended.
He fired the gun. He fired the gun.
And I think he was let off, I believe.
They're back and forth. I don't know where they've ended up on that.
But they are still releasing the movie. And that's my question. Do people still want to see the movie? Will it do better now because there's so much controversy around it? Or are people... I feel more turned off towards it. Like, I don't want to go see that. I don't want to...
I mean, you brought up Will Smith. And I don't know if we said this on the air the other day or we were just talking amongst ourselves. But like, ever since the slap... Mm-hmm. He hasn't been the same for me. Like, I can't even go back and watch Men in Black. I'm just like, dude, that's an overreaction. Like, your wife's famous, you're famous, you gotta be used to people talking about you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Some of Alec Baldwin's early work, I mean, I loved Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. I've loved so many things he's been in. He was like the original Jack Ryan in the, some of the Clancy novels and stuff.
Yeah, 30 Rock, he's really good. He's
so great.
Great comedic timing, all that.
He and, what's her name? Hilaria.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary, I think.
Yeah.
No, but she's trying to pretend she's something she's not because she's like, I'm Hilaria. And she sometimes has an accent. And you're like,
girl. She always has an accent. And she does the thing where she's like, how you say, it's like, you were raised in Boston.
Yeah,
you
you're
know
lying.
The word for asparagus. Yep.
Oh, my God. That's exactly it. The two of them together and what she did to him on the red carpet the other day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're so off-putting.
When I'm talking, you are not talking.
Right.
Yeah. There was whatever she said, yeah.
Take the shooting out of it. I still don't want to see Rust. Like, he has become Will Smith for me.
Well, now...
Like, their off-screen personas have ruined them for me.
And now they have a reality show.
Exactly.
And it's, oh my gosh, that's right.
And I don't get... Yeah, I agree. It seems like I would not want to be on a reality show if I had that many like legal problems and stuff.
How you say?
No.
I need a date.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.